DJW Mobile. 4DOS, W4DJW.
DJW, you lucky devil, KI4DOS.
Gets an acorn every now and then. Hey, I brought two big pieces of rope, heavy duty, and my slingshot with some wax rope. I thought instead of trying to pull it through and slide it through there, we would peel it out. Take the end that's on the far side away from the house and shoot a line up the way it went across, attach it to that line and pull it back through the way it went in and try to peel it out opposite the way that it went in. You follow me?
Would work.
Say that again. Light turned green. I took off an 8% that I moved, so it sent out a point and it covered you up.
That worked if a rope don't break.
Yeah, I think that end on that you had that you were trying to pull through on the far side of the house, the opposite side of the house on the tree, I think that's steel, right? That's not like antenna wire.
On the back side of the tree away from the house is just parachute cord.
Wish you uniform too, Tango.
Okay, well, that's pretty tough stuff. So I'm thinking we pull the parachute cord back through the slot in the tree in the opposite direction it went in and peel it out. I think that's a better bet. Go ahead, Rusty.
Oh, hello, David, and hello, Gary. Good afternoon to both of you. Nice afternoon out here right now.
I wonder if you're going to remember my name, Rusty.
He sounded like a chainsaw that wouldn't start.
Hey, you know, I've talked to David more than I've talked to you in the last year, Gary. So, I mean, I was just pulling your chain there. And I'm just going to go out and find me a lunch. I'm supposed to meet somebody at the deli, and they're going to buy lunch, I hope.
QLP.
Station recognized. Rusty, you might have talked to him more on 2 meters, but I've talked to you more on HF.
On HF, on checking into the sideband net.
Yep, the other station, go ahead.
Quick question, if any of you would be able to answer it. I'm headed south to Florida today, and I just got a question if I'd be able to put a boat battery in the back and then run my radio to the boat battery and then, you know, use my, and then put like a Mac mount antenna on the roof.
That, just make sure that battery doesn't turn over if it's got acid in it.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
A cell battery, which most boat batteries are, it's got acid in it, and you want to make sure the battery does not turn over. If it's a dry cell battery or a closed cell battery, like some of the newer ones, you won't have to worry about it. But make sure that the battery's in a stationary position where it doesn't rock around and turn over.
So, you know, on a battery, you know, there's the two big metal and then there's like the smaller, like, screws where I put my radio into, like, where the, like, smaller screws are.
They got two different terminals. It's got the battery lug terminals on the top, which are about, oh, I don't know, maybe not quite 3/4 of an inch in diameter. The others are, you can screw in with, I can't think what size bolt those use, but you can put a terminal in there and bolt them down that way, yes.
Rhino has, that I'm using, has two metal, where, you know, where you would clip alligator clips on to, like, charge the battery? And then next to those has, like, two smaller, like, screws that have bolts on it. And do you put, what I'm asking is, I don't think my radio cable would fit around the big one, so do I put it on the small one and bolt it down?
Be the way you do it, just make sure you get your black wire hooked up to the negative terminal and your red wire hooked up to your positive terminal, and that way you won't blow out the detector diode in your power circuit.
So, thank you for that information, and now I've got to get busy setting it up, so I'll be clear, And thank you for your help. This is KO4, Hubel P, and 736.
Young man, I believe that's Alexander, if I'm not mistaken. You have a good day and a safe trip. Y'all be careful and have fun playing with your radio. KI4DOS, Pope.
Yeah, I guess that going good, and sounds like an interesting project for industrious young gentleman there. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we need more of his age in here. I'm pulling in more of his age. We gotta populate the other side of the equation with new hams, new younger hams. I think the community of ham radio operators is getting older instead of younger, and hopefully he'll help us reverse that.
Well, Dave, I'm not getting older.
Oh, yes, you are. We all are.
Hey, Dave, you beat me to the punch on that. And of course, I'm gonna in April. I'm gonna celebrate the 20th anniversary of my 55th birthday. How about that?
That sounds good, but it all adds up to the math. Math is the same in the end.
Gary,
I'm just you can be that old if you want to be. I can do everything I used to do when I was 20, and I ain't but 40 now. So. It just takes me a little longer to do it.
Good thing, Dave, the BS doesn't come through the microphone.
Waters, they're rusty. You need them.
Tell me that y'all can't do the same stuff now that you did when you were 20 years old, with the exception of maybe climbing when the doctors won't let you.
Well, I can do a lot of it. Let's put it that way. And, yeah, the climbing is out. I've had that restriction for almost 15 years now. It does not make for an interesting thing trying to do something when you can't climb. And particularly when I wanted to go up on a roof here a couple of months ago and try to clean off my roof. Got up there, got 1 foot on a roof, couldn't get the other one off the ladder. So I put both of them back on the ladder, climbed back down, folded the ladder back up, and hung it back on the wall. It's just one of those things. You got to deal with it. But... yeah, I hope both of y'all had a good Christmas and New Year's. I was down in Florida for 3 weeks, and the New Year's Day or the day after, I can't remember, it was about 82 to 83 degrees that day.
Did have a good time, and it was nice and warm down there. We were planning to head that way, too, but it got postponed to March, so we won't be going down there. And, Gary, I don't do what I used to do back then. I'm learning slowly but surely. I'm not liking it, but I'm learning slowly but surely that I can't do it. I never liked climbing anyway. I can look out the side door of an airplane as the wheels leave the ground and watch the ground go away, and it doesn't bother me in the least. And it goes away by a lot more than what you climb on a tower, a whole lot more. It doesn't bother me. I don't have weak knees or anything. But, boy, when I climb a tower, I get 10, 20 feet off the ground. My knees get weak. My heart starts pounding. I just can't. I never have been able to do that.
Get over that, Dave. It's not real hard. Matter of fact, I think they've got a place over in Spartanburg that does it. Go over there and get in an airplane and get off the ground, and they put a thing on your back or attach you to someone else that's got something attached to their back and jump out of a perfectly good airplane. It gives you a whole different sensation. And it's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I'd love to do it again, but I don't know that I'll ever do that again. KI4DOS Mobile.
WU2 T-Mobile. I've never done that because I thought there was never any good real reason for jumping out of a perfectly good airplane that was flying level. I'm here, guys. I'll catch both of you later. Y'all have a good one. W4DJW to take it. WU2T. 73s.
Just a good talking to you. Be safe. And yeah, I'm with you. I've never jumped out of a perfectly good airplane either. Don't have any plans to start anytime soon. Although, I have been curious about it, what it would be like. I think I'd rather get in one of those machines that has a fan that's blowing up, like a ducted fan, and it's blowing the air up so fast you can get out there and you have the sensation of falling, the wind going by you, but you're not falling. You're just stationary inside a tube. You know what I'm talking about, Gary?
Well, good day. Glad we got to talk with you for a little bit this afternoon. Yeah, Dave, matter of fact, they've got one of those up there in Sevierville, just right outside of Dollywood there. And done that a couple of times. That's enjoyable. But the thing about jumping out of a perfectly good airplane is you don't have the sensation of falling. You know, like if you trip and fall, you know you're going to hit the ground and it's going to hurt. But when you jump out of an airplane, you don't have that feeling until you get real close to the ground. And you're hoping that parachute will slow you down just a little bit more.
David, I'm in no hurry. It's very seriously doubt I'll ever experience that. But I am curious about it. Like a balloon ride, too. I've never done a balloon ride. Did you do that when Robert was having the Freedom Weekend Aloft stuff going on?
Yeah, I would like to have, but I didn't do it. That looks like it would be a whole lot of fun. It seems like it might be kind of warm when the burners were on to get you airborne, but I don't know. I've just been around them when they were inflating the balloons, and it gets kind of warm when they got all that flame going in there to heat the air to raise the balloon up. But there's one other thing that is along the same lines, and I don't have any desire to do that, and that's the bungee jumping. I'm not going to jump off a bridge or a platform with a rubber band tied to my feet.
I'd do that either, head first, especially. You're just asking for it. And I think some of those have broken in the past, and people didn't survive it. Yeah, that doesn't interest me a bit. Although I was asked several times to go rock climbing when I used to work up in Charlotte. There were several people that did rock climbing. And then there's several people, I think some in our club, that do scaling. They scale down the side of a mountain with a rope. Don't have any interest in either one of those either. Too close to you slip, and it's all over with.
What you're referring to as scaling is rappelling. And my son and my youngest son, Stephen, some of his friends used to do that. I went with them a couple of times. We went up to Ball Rock and tied some ropes to a trees and rappelled down. Not the main face of it, but another section of it. That was pretty fun. Anthony has done a little rappelling. Another time I've done it is when I've been climbing a tower and wanted to come down quickly. You just have to be careful where your feet land, to push off the second time. But you push off a little bit and then just let the rope slide, and you go come on down a little bit, and then you grab it. Your feet hit the side of the tower, and you push off again, and it just slides on down. But you can control that. It's got a brake, we'll call it, for lack of the proper terminology, that controls the speed that the rope goes through the apparatus that lets the rope slide. Point, or either that, if it's like a figure eight apparatus, you control that with your hand, of course, and let the rope slide through your hand. And if you want to stop, you just grab a hold of the rope and hold on. But the rappelling is fun. I don't know about some of the other facets of it. I don't think I would enjoy rock climbing because my fingers aren't as strong as they used to be.
We went over here where we're going now. I was a little bit early, so I went by where my grandfather lived. He lived over in Easley. I forget the name of those two roads, but I've heard of them too. I've heard people talk about them before. But anyway, I went by his old house, and they knocked his house down. The grandfather on my mother's side, grandfather on my father's side, lived up north, up in Michigan, but on my mother's side lived over in Easley. And I saw his whole house. He lived on the side of a bank, and he had a vine that grew out of the top of a really big tree that swung way out over, I'll call it a cliff, but it's not really a cliff. But anyway, the cousins and I used to go over there, and we built us a little seat on that vine, and we sit on that seat, and we swing way out, way out. We had a really good time. Had no fear of height or anything like that until one of my cousins, the vine broke, and he broke his arm when he landed. So we never did that anymore. But, repelling is what I was talking about. Some of the guys that I talked to that did that used to go down head first. No interest in that either.
Inclination of going head first either, doing something of that nature. But I have seen and talked with some fellas in the military that have run, physically ran down the top of a building and over the side of it. And, you know, they were horizontal, so to speak. Their feet were still against the side of the building, but I don't believe I'd want to do that either.
I see people doing that, running down the buildings, and the only thing holding them from falling is a rope. But they're actually just catching themselves with their feet, like you were talking about, except their body's turned around the other direction, and their head's pointed down toward the ground instead of up toward the sky. But I guess you do that enough, you get comfortable with it after a while. It's no big deal.
A while to get comfortable with it. Anyway you look at it. Dave, I've got to stop here at the store for a minute, and then I'm going to head on over to Bonnie's. I'll see you in just a few. I'll give you a holler when I come out of the store. I should be in here for just a minute. W4DJWKI4DOS Mobile.
I'm pump gas, too, so if I disappear for a little while, I'm pumping gas. W4DJW.